AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's aggressive stance on a U.S. takeover of Greenland has sparked outrage in Europe, but at a news conference marking the first year of his second term, he seemed unbothered.
I think that we will work something out where NATO is going to be very happy and where we're going to be very happy. But we need it for security purposes. We need it for national security and even world security. It's very important.
Ed Donahue has more on the reaction.
The European Commission's Ursula von der Leyen called the president's planned new tariffs over Greenland a mistake.
Arctic security can only be achieved together. And this is why the proposed additional tariffs are a mistake, especially between long-standing allies. The European Union and the United States have agreed to a trade deal last July. And in politics, as in business, a deal is a deal. And when friends shake hands, it must mean something.
The president prides himself on ratcheting up pressure to try to negotiate through a position of strength. He is scheduled to leave today for the Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. I'm Ed Donahue.
In the Caribbean, U.S. forces have seized a seventh sanctioned tanker linked to Venezuela in the Trump administration's effort to control the country's oil. Federal prosecutors have served six grand jury subpoenas to Minnesota officials, including Governor Tim Walz, in an obstruction investigation of immigration enforcement operations. And Mike Pasoli has news from Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife, Usha Vance.
The couple announced Tuesday that Usha Vance is pregnant with a boy who is expected to be born in late July. The announcement comes as the Republican vice president has spent years passionately advocating for Americans to have more children. The baby will join the Vance's other three kids, Yuan, Vivek, and Maribel.
This is AP News. Gethin Kulbaugh recaps college football's national championship.
Indiana has won its first national championship in football. The university, once best known for basketball, capped a perfect 16-0 season by prevailing over Miami 27-21 in the college football playoff title game. Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza sealed the victory by bulldozing his way into the end zone on a 12-yard run at 9:18 of the fourth quarter.
They called that play. We knew, hey, we're going to better ourselves one more time in the biggest stage of the game. And at that point, you know, I took the drop, and it wasn't the perfect coverage for it, but I trust my linemen, and everybody in that entire offense, an entire team, had a gritty performance today.
Miami's Carson Beck finished with a touchdown and a game-sealing interception, seeking a winning touchdown in the final minute. The Hurricanes were denied their sixth national title. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.